reform. I'll tell you some more about welfare tomorrow. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan in his own voice, brought to you by K-Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon, and we are here with Darcia Stebbins and Kenny Enney. And we are looking for community participation today. Eyes and ears open, and looking forward to hearing from our lovely KPRL community. So, as you know, you can call in, text in. You might be able to reach one of us on our cell phones, but it doesn't work very well.
I turned my ringer off.
And so have I. But I would recommend calling in 805-238-5775. And, Kenny, we had several things going on this past week and thought we'd recap a couple of those. Specifically, I think we have several wins, and one of those might be the hockey USA hockey team. Another one might be the State of the Union address, and we had some, oh my gosh, really, and we might include the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District and the Flamson
Lewis Flamson Junior
Lewis
High School.
Flamson. Thank you.
I do have a big story, though.
Okay, go ahead.
And I almost wrecked my truck, but on the way driving over here, there were junior high kids with little trash picker-upper things out front picking up trash.
Wow.
Which I was impressed by. I think in the now almost 14 years that I've lived here, I don't think I've ever seen that.
Was that for the students that didn't protest, or was that for the students?
They were punishing the ones that didn't. No, I'll get to that. You're okay. Jumping the gun.
Okay. In any case, so what has transpired in the last several days, we had spoken about last week that there had been a walkout, we'll call it, at 2:30 to 3:30 or later. That was at the high school. That was to protest having ICE and ICE immigration in the community, apparently. And then on Monday, this Monday, 5 days ago, 4 days ago, actually, I guess, Lewis Flamson had students, how many students, Kenny?
It was about 100 that left the campus.
Okay. Now, these are junior highs, so they are all
they're seventh
minors.
And eighth graders.
So. Whereas at the high school, there might have been some that were 18 years old, but right. Certainly at the junior high, with our graduation passing rate, I guarantee that there weren't any that were 18 and over. Could you confirm that?
Well, no. I don't know if we keep those stats or not. Probably violate somebody's rights. But yeah, happy Friday, everybody. I did want to start off. Darcia's had a bad day so far.
No, I just had to have conversations with the California Franchise Tax Board, and that always annoys me.
She's lost her glasses. She wants to borrow my glasses. But
I'm not wearing them.
A couple of people have said that I'm too hard on you. So I wanted to get you something. I saw this on the Babylon Bee, and I thought, you know...
Oh,
that's got
you
Darcia,
can only see this. If we had a webcam.
It's got Darcia written all over it. So it's a T-shirt, And it's got one of those little scorecards you used to keep when you were doing games as a kid. And on one side, it says experts, and there's nothing underneath. And on the other side, it says conspiracy theorists, 37. Is that right? 5, 10, 15, 20.
And counting.
Yeah, 37.
Little hashtags. So
that's your official official T-shirt to wear for the show.
And I appreciate. It's kind of like Senator Kennedy from Louisiana. You know, we're going to have to get some new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have come true.
Yeah.
Well, and are coming true.
Wear it with pride. And you know, take that as a gift from your little brother.
All right. Well, thank you.
Let's start with, do you want to start with the protests or do you want to start with the school board meeting? Because I'm going to do the local stuff and then we'll go into the state and national stuff.
Well, I did make part of the school board meeting on Tuesday after my 12-hour trip back and forth to my client base. And so I was able to join you there. So let's start with a protest and let's start with the school board. So the school board meeting, you finally were able to have agendized the Title IX issues, which is discussing and talking about specifically the three or more ladies that have come in and have spoken to the school board since October, literally, about having changing spaces, private spaces where they can change their clothes for PE, and they're required to take PE, so they're in a PE class and they have to change their clothes. And right. There's been a quote trans student that has been
a gender fluid student
that has been coming in and out of the girls' bathroom. And so the locker room has been another issue, especially with Lucy Amar School Board down in Arroyo Grande. So, what did we get on the agenda? How was it addressed? And was that to your satisfaction?
Well, what was agendized was an information item, and the information item was just Title IX update. And I think by last Friday, I was already popping a vein because the slides that had been published only focused on California state law. So it didn't show any of the federal issues. So it only showed one side of the debate. And more importantly, it didn't show any solutions to accommodate the young ladies and basically provide them with a safe, dignified way of changing out. So Friday I had asked to get a tour of the high school locker rooms. And on Monday morning, I went over there, and I was there with Nathan Williams and Joel Peterson and Mrs. Loftus and some other members of the staff. And we go into the boys' locker room, and what do they have in there? They have privacy stalls, which had been installed back in summer of 2024, because you had a questioning male who was uncomfortable back when Kurt DeBost was superintendent, and the parent came to DeBost and said, my son's uncomfortable undressing in other boys, and DeBost immediately put these stalls in.
Only in the boys' locker room.
So I'm in there, and I walk in, and I have a quizzical look on my face, like, well, why didn't we put these in the girls' locker room?
Mm-hmm.
Cricket, cricket, cricket. Pulowski's response was, I just learned about him the other day, which I honestly find hard to believe. But what stunned me is the fact that, you know, those girls, you know, you had staff members who watched the board debate and argue this topic of how we're going to provide safety for these girls at the high school. You had staff members who watched these girls cry and pour their hearts out in front of the board. You had me multiple times saying, let's find solutions. And they already had one that they'd never brought to the board. And for those that were, you know, I liked the Paso Robles Press, but the article that they put out in my opinion, is way off. But the staff didn't need our permission to do that. They had already done it. They were just informing us. That information item was just to let us know. Caller, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. I was at the school board meeting and didn't get to speak. But one of the things I thought was interesting is the meeting starts with a Pledge of Allegiance to the United States of America, not to the state of California. So wouldn't that even show the nitwits down there that federal law supersedes California law?
Well, I don't know if you heard the discussion that I'm being polite. It was a discussion I got into with Jim Cogan over the Supremacy Clause. But Cogan's attitude, and I suspect it's the attitude of the other board members, and also Lozano Smith had our lawyer there. And what Cogan was trying to do was saying, hey, look, this is a violation of the 10th Amendment. You know, the federal government cannot tell us how to educate. And I didn't really get into it, but I'll expand on it now. And I, you know, after he had done his little jab, because when they went after me a couple of months ago and said that I was lying about these girls and making this all up, you know, I basically said, look, I think you're in violation of your oath of office because you're knowingly supporting a California law that is in defiance of a federal law. And so he was trying to spin that as, well, this is a state's rights issue. Never argue state's rights with a Southerner.
Well, now you did want to, the Confederacy did want to leave the Union.
Well,
but there are lots
of Southerners that didn't. But, you know, going to the 1950s, and you look at the segregation issue and in the aftermath of Brown versus the Board of Education. And, you know, that resulted in the Supreme Court saying, hey, you got to desegregate. Well, you had Orville Faubus in what was it, 1957 or so, and the 101st Airborne had to go in and say, no, you will.
Right.
It's not a recommendation. We're telling you, you have to desegregate. And you had George Wallace standing in the doors of the University of Alabama doing the same thing. And you had to send the military in for that as well. Jim Cogan was taking the same argument. This is a state's rights issue. And so my counterpoint was, yes, and I asked the lawyer, but who oversees the enforcement of federal civil rights? Oh, well, the federal government does. And so you can try to argue that this is a state's rights issue, but it's not. You know, it is a Title IX issue, and Title IX is being interpreted by the current executive branch. Now, I'll give a little grace to Cogan's argument that there was already a Supreme Court decision that said that, you know, you have to desegregate. Now, I'm hoping that California will abide by those court decisions. There are a lot now that I don't think they are abiding by. But we'll see. The fight's not over. You know, the objective was achieved, which was to get a safe space for these girls. And I appreciate you showing up, and I appreciate everybody else showing up. And I know that those girls appreciate everybody showing up.
And just for people who weren't there, what they did for that meeting was to take 30 minutes total public comment. So in that 30 minutes, there were essentially 10 people that were able to speak. And then there were quite a few others that were on the list, but not able to speak. So
right.
And we appreciate everyone coming to that meeting. It was, I think, standing room only. There were maybe a couple seats. And also to add to the caller's point is that not only in the Pledge of Allegiance do we have the United States of America, but to the republic for which it stands. And I've gone over many, many times the difference between a democracy and a republic. And in a republic, the rights of the minority are protected by law, not just the rights of the mob, you know?
Yeah.
And also our California flag. What does our California flag have on it? It has the bear, and it says California Republic. So.
Well, some of the other stuff that went on with that board meeting, you know, I was talking about the fact that there was already a solution at hand. I would like to really understand why that was never brought forward or why staff just didn't act on their own.
And I was shocked because when I heard that you had just found out that the boys' locker room already had privacy spaces, you know, how hard is it to then have that be in the girls' locker room?
Right. And so why would you allow so much angst and animosity to build in the community, do you think, if you're on the staff? I mean, I'm sorry, I'm being cynical here, but why would you allow that to happen?
For publicity and to allow LGBTQ QWERTY.
It could be that you were just afraid.
Issue.
Yeah, you were afraid of going up against that.
Yes.
But me being the cynic that I am, what are they going to come and ask for?
Money.
Yeah.
Follow the money.
And so if you do away with one of the emotional reasons for that money, you're less likely to vote for that bond measure. And if you look at the presentation that Pawlowski did, he's done it several times now, you know, fixing the girls' restrooms is one of those. And I would like, so I brought it up at the board meeting, and Pawlowski immediately looked down, wouldn't look at me, and nobody answered the question, but I'm not going to let it go. I mean, it just annoys me.
We don't need to have a bond measure in order to have privacy spaces for the girls. And again, I think the portable is a very reasonable solution.
Well, this is a reasonable solution as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm comfortable with the solution that's being provided. I'm just angry that nobody in October saw those girls come up and saw the emotion and said, you know what? We can easily fix this by doing the same thing we did in the boys' bathroom. It's hard for me to believe that people are making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, just can't think of that on their own. I'm sorry for being cynical, but I'm raising the BS flag on this one. I think
and
that there were...
And is it a state law that you can't have privacy spaces in the girls' locker room?
No, absolutely not. But, you know, I don't know if it was staff or I don't know if it was board members who, you know, are pushing this bond measure that did not want a solution and, you know, a readily inexpensive solution to be implemented because you've just taken away one of the justifications for the bond. So I'm just, what's it that you always, I'm just saying.
Looks obvious to me.
So as I said earlier, we achieved the objective. I know the girls aren't completely satisfied with it. And I've talked to the families and I've said, you know, for right now, this is about the best I can do. Now to make sure everybody's clear, this still has got, you know, we've achieved a privacy space for them, but there are still going to be biological males going into those spaces, most likely.
And the issue that was discussed was the indecent exposure. And I appreciate that was raised again. You know, at what point is this harmful to the girls and emotional distress and emotional harm about them not being protected?
Right.
And I think actually that the reason bring up the Republic is, you know, you have a minority, maybe in this case, it's the majority. So the minority is being protected and the majority is being protected. But it is a girls' locker room.
Right. And, you know, then we went and saw this was another issue that I didn't really get into, but we went into I forgot what they call them, multi-gender, what do they call them? All-gender restrooms. And I've always been under the assumption that it's a single-stall restroom, like you would see at, you know, Lowe's or, you know, a private. Uh-uh. I think they call them all-gender, multi-gender restrooms. All they did was they took the girls' sign down or the boys' sign down, and they put a new sign up. And so you still have the stalls in there. And they haven't fixed anything. So that's another thing that's going to have to be fixed. And I actually had a teacher message me saying, well, if you don't like the way they've done, they took one of the staff restrooms away. Can we just have it back? And which I'm not going to go along with.
Absolutely not. I think all the girls should be right
should
outside
take...
the staff bathroom and take turns and have 40 of them all in line, and it will get changed very, very quickly. I do have a funny story. Well, I think it's funny.
Wait.
I'm going to have you decide.
Right.
I will wait after the
break.
We'll
be back. Short break.
I'll see whether Kenny wants to censor me. We'll be...
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
This season, Allegretto Vineyard Resort invites you to experience the flavors of Veneto, the most romantic region in Italy. Enjoy coffee French toast with whipped mascarpone at breakfast to radicchio risotto with grilled shrimp at lunch. Thursday and Friday, enjoy a three-course prefix Veneto dinner featuring bay shrimp scampi, braised duck ragu, and a sweet finish inspired by classic Italian desserts. Complete the experience by adding white wine and red wines from Veneto to complement the dishes. Reserve your table at Allegretto Greta Vineyard Resort.
All right, we're getting into the bathroom humor stage of the show here. I'll let Darsha go with it.
Okay, so I was reminding Kenny of some of the past years where we've had the issues with bathrooms and labeling the bathrooms and unlabeling the bathrooms, and it at some point it's insanity. So I was describing the situation in which I was in Santa Barbara and the gas station. I was ready to drive back up to Paso, so 2.5 hours, and I went into the bathroom. Now this is probably 2021. And so I'm going into the bathroom, and instead of having the men's bathroom, which was the closest to the door, presumably because more men come in and out and they're usually a little quicker than the women. So it usually had a men's bathroom and then a women's bathroom, and you would come in and ask for the key and then, you know, go to whichever one you thought you were. And it did lock. It wasn't stalls. Well, the one day I come in, and now they have them labeled instead of men and women. They have them labeled number one and number two. And I just had to stop for a second and say, okay, now I'm even more confused, because if I only have to do one, can I go into number two? I only have to do number two. What if I need to do both? So that was my humor. But you did have to ask for a key.
Yeah. Now, I was, as Darsha was reviewing her story with me, I said the most memorable, or the thing that made the biggest impression on my son when we were driving across summer, or the country this past summer to take him to college, was as soon as you got out of California, you didn't have to go and ask somebody for the key to go to the bathroom. That was probably the biggest thing.
And the rest stops are open.
Yeah, and
the time.
All the stuff's not locked up. All right, so that concludes our bathroom humor portion of the show. Moving ahead on the Title IX issues. So, you know, they're the two Supreme Court cases that, you know, Lord willing, The Supreme Court's going to make the right decision. And I can't help but think if they assign the same logic that was applied in, say, you know, Brown versus the Board of Education and say, look, you know, fine, you guys are in charge of education in California, but this is a federal civil rights issue. And we can't have, you know, one set of rules for girls in Idaho and West Virginia and another set of rules for girls in Washington, Oregon, and California. I think they're smart enough on the Supreme Court, even with Ketanji Brown Jackson, who brings that IQ,
a fine scholar,
who brings that IQ level way down. I think they're going to get the right answer. But
well, I would argue, is that actually education? I mean, I realize it's on school property.
It's a civil rights issue, but this is the argument that Kogan and the leftists on the board are making, that, hey, the federal government doesn't have any say in this because it's education.
They have the purse
Well, that's
strings.
The same argument that George Wallace made. You know, it's an overreaching of states' rights. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon. I know you're trying to close out the bathroom segment, but I want to make a comment.
Oh, please.
So we were at Cal Poly in the student union, and of course it's in any, whatever they call it, anybody bathroom. So I had to go. I walked in, and the shocking thing to me was all the stalls are all private from floor to ceiling. The only neutral space in there is the sinks. So it was very interesting how they converted one bathroom or the other bathroom to all be an anybody bathroom.
And, you know, I would be okay with that, but the ones that they showed us at the high school are just the regular bathroom stalls. And so there's still, you know, space.
Right. You're going to look underneath or through the
right.
cracks.
And you can see which way feet are turned.
My suggestion, Kenny, would be next time you're in that terrible city to the south, run into Poly for 2 seconds, look at those bathrooms. I thought, actually, it was pretty cool because my daughter had to go to the bathroom first. And then I walked in, and I'm like, what are we walking into? And I was like, well, I guess I'm okay with this.
Yeah. I have to, for those that didn't go to the meeting on the other night, there was the father of the trans boy from Arroyo Grande who was there. And then there were a couple of trans activists that were at the meeting as well. And one of the father of this kid came up to me afterwards, and it was evident to me, I may ask him to come on the show because he wants to talk, but it's evident to me that these people are adamant that they're going to change the culture of America. And he was saying, I'm watching you, and you know, this is no different than the civil rights movement of the blacks went through in the 50s and 60s. And I stop him like, it is completely different. Absolutely, completely different. Because
what I would say to this whole thing is we've made a big deal out of 2% of the country. And on top of it, we have gone one step too far in this, if not 10 steps too far in this. What is it, 87% of our citizens in the country on all sides of parties agree that this stuff should not be going on?
Yeah, it's
agreed.
Yeah, but these
so
people
again,
are
we're catering to one person out of 10,000. It's crazy.
I don't mind having that person protected, but if they want to go to a space that's protected, if that is the goal, which it's not, as Kenny just mentioned, if they want to go to a place where they feel protected, great, have a place where they can change. But let's let the girls be in the girls' locker room and the boys have their private spaces in the Paso Robles High School locker room.
All right, hey.
That's true to all the high school locker rooms. I mean, I have friends that have taken their kids out of PE in Templeton High because of that. It's not something I want my daughter exposed to.
Yeah, and that makes you a good father.
Thank you.
So I appreciate that. All right, we got to go to a break. Okay. Thanks for the call. We'll try to get our mind out of the toilet in the bathroom for the next segment, but I suspect we'll be stuck there for a little bit longer. But anyways, long break. We'll be back in about 10 minutes.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.